This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump calls the long-awaited coronavirus relief bill a disgrace and demands $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Congress approved a one-time $600 payment. The president called the 5,600-page spending bill wasteful and filled with unnecessary items. The Israeli Knesset office confirmed early Wednesday that the country is heading to its fourth elections in 2 years. A deadline for parliament to pass a new budget passed at midnight, forcing the Knesset to dissolve and automatically triggering new elections on March 23rd. LaGuardia Airport Control Tower chatter reveals two people were arrested after a Delta Airlines pilot radioed the tower that passengers, along with their Great Dane puppy, had bailed out on the tarmac by opening an emergency door and going down the inflatable slide Monday. Radio traffic to the pilot said, "It looks like the individual is being arrested at this time." This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Let's get a Christmas coronavirus update.
With Christmas right around the corner and holiday travel picking up, many health officials are asking Americans to scale back their celebrations to help stave off another surge of coronavirus cases after the holiday period. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that he's never said he wants to cancel Christmas. Instead, he hopes Americans will take the proper precautions to keep their holiday gatherings as safe as possible.
But whenever I talk about being careful, someone will say, well, he wants to cancel Christmas. I don't want to do that. I want people to be more careful. I want them to limit traveling to the extent possible. And when you congregate, try to do it with a limited number of people, preferably people in the same household or a few close people who you know are also being very careful. Avoid the 20, 25 people at a house at a big setting. Those are the things that are quite risky.
For the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pastor Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, tells Fox, let's put the broken world in God's hands this Christmas.
88% of religiously unaffiliated people are planning to celebrate Christmas this year, and 10% of them say they're going to do more spiritual reflection than ever before. There is a hunger for the message of Christmas. And I think this pandemic, the unprecedented political strife we've seen in our country, all are reminders that this world is broken and quite frankly, we're powerless to fix it. But God can fix it. You know, somebody said if man's greatest need had been for money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been for education, God would have sent us a teacher. But our greatest need is for forgiveness. And that's why God sent us a Savior. The angel said to the shepherds, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And that's what Christmas is about.
According to the National Congressional Study Survey, there's an estimated 380,000 churches in the United States in 2020. Zoom is getting into the holiday spirit. The popular video chat platform has announced that it will be temporarily suspending the 40-minute limit on call lengths for free subscribers during key holiday periods. The first block is the end of Hanukkah from now until Saturday morning. The second stretches from the morning of December 23rd to the morning of December 26th, while the last block is December 30th to the morning of January 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live. Hey, it's how we roll, but it requires, participation. This is what our U.S. Constitution spells out for us. I mean, in this democratic republic in which we live in, that we cannot take for granted, clearly, because you see the imposing forces, the way they're coming at our Constitution and all our rights that are God-given. They want us to surrender our God-given rights. And, you know, they've even gone so far, which is incredible, the arrogance of these forces who want us to exchange the real God, you know, for their God. And that's really what this all comes down to. This is why, you know, churches have been attacked. People of faith have been so attacked. All this. Because they know, like any other communist ambitions prior, they know that they've got to get religion out of the way. You know, these people with their guns and their God, their obstructions to this utopia that they keep coming up with that never happens. It always falls short. And the thing is, it wouldn't be so bad if it's just that it fell short. But with it comes this horrendous amount of human devastation that is incalculable. I mean, you look back in history and you see millions of people dying, and somehow we're told, just like the others, you know, that experienced it during the timeline, is that, oh, that was them. You know, that was their idea. You know, we've got a better idea. Yeah, it's still communism, but our idea of communism is better. It's communism in and of itself takes on its own personality and its own inertia. That, look at, for the higher calling of the state and this utopia, you know, we're all tools. Humanity is just a tool to their end, and we are either a tool for their use to move it in the direction that they think it should be moved, or we're a hindrance. And if we're a hindrance, then we are either going to be re-educated or we're going to be done away with. And, you know, we get our organs harvested. Oh, wow. What a great American idea and a utopia that is, is ahead. I mean, and in some cases, it's already happening. I get off the course for just a minute here only because, the idea of this democratic republic and getting this country back on track is so sincere and so passionate that we cannot let go of what the pilgrims brought to this country. Initially, what our founding fathers fought for, what our parents, grandparents fought for in a couple of world wars, and not to mention brothers and conflicts and that, we have fought for freedom. And that has been the ultimate goal, freedom for our families, freedom for ourselves. It is the American dream, and it is worth fighting for. And hey, if a revolution is what is in our future, then I believe that we need to be ready for that, because we're seeing what's happening on the streets. I got to bring Michael Bussler on right now, public policy analyst, economics professor. We've got a lot to talk about. Hey, Michael, good morning. Good to have you with us, sir. Maybe because I was waxing poetic for so long here. I may have lost him. Okay, Michael. All right, good. Every once in a while, you know, we said this, you know, when I was early on in my broadcast career, we had to go to, you know, a broadcast school, and we had to take all these electronic courses in order to get what they call a first-class license from the Federal Communications Commission. And the common out was, whenever there was an electronic problem, was somebody put a knot in the cord. And so I was just going to say that suddenly a knot got in the cord and cut us off here. But, you know, Michael, what I was sharing with the audience is that, you know, the threats are here. And there's no doubt about it. And, you know, we see what's happening. You know, we had another million plus people come together in Washington, D.C., for this march for, you know, election transparency and honesty and integrity and that sort of thing. You know, it's incredible, the response of Americans to this. And it's not so much that they're doing this because they don't like Joe Biden. I don't think they know Joe Biden. But what they don't like is they don't like cheating.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah, it is fair. And I was listening in the beginning when you were talking about how socialism is starting to creep into things here. And, you know, if you look at the big picture, socialism goes against everything that made America great. In other words, we went from the birth of a nation to the number one largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. Other countries were hundreds, in some cases thousands of years older, yet we were able to do that in a relatively short time period. My view is the reason that happened was there were four basic principles. One, we encouraged individual freedom. So as long as you didn't infringe upon anybody else's rights, you can pretty much do what you wanted to do. Secondly, we encouraged individual responsibility. People that were able took care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, we had low rates of taxation, so whenever you earned something, you knew you were going to keep most of it. And fourthly, we had a very limited role for government. Certain public goods like defense of the country, a legal system, leadership, certain goods and services government provides. But beyond that, government stayed out of the way. So individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government enabled the country to become great. Socialism is exactly opposite to all four of those four
exactly
things. If they want to control the healthcare market, they want to control the higher education market, that will limit individual freedom. Because once they control a market, they're going to tell you who's going to do what. Secondly, instead of individual responsibility, it encourages social responsibility. Somebody else will take care of you. You don't have to take care of yourself. Thirdly, to pay for all this, you're going to have to raise taxes. Biden says he's only going to raise taxes on people who make over $400,000 a year. The problem is that's less than 2% of the population, so right, there's no way they're going to raise enough revenue. And lastly, you're going to have a very large role for government rather than a limited role. So socialism goes against all four of the basic principles that made the country great. But the more socialism they try to get in here, the slower the economic growth will be, and you'll tend to stagnate the economies, which is exactly what happens in every socialist and communist country.
It's exactly what happened 4 years ago under the Obama-Biden regime, did it not?
Exactly. We had 8 years of Obama-Biden putting they wanted to cure perceived social injustices, and that injustice, everybody doesn't have health care, it's injustice, there's not enough government taking care of people. So, and every time they did that, they put economic growth second, and when the things they did put in tended to slow economic growth. That's why for the whole 8 years of the Obama-Biden administration, we only averaged about a 2% annual growth rate. The economy was fairly stagnant. My college students, when they graduated, were lucky to be able to find one good job. And that's not the way things are supposed to be. I'm afraid Biden's going to take us back to what we had during Obama and Biden.
That's all he knows. I mean, if you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. That's all he knows. He knows this kind of doctrine. Also, lest people forget, let's remember what the misery index was during those 8 years. People were not happy across America, but look at, I guess they said that they liked that unhappy period. Let's bring it back. More from Dr. Michael Bussler on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Working with local missionaries in Mozambique, the Tide Ministry recently began broadcasting a program aimed to train pastors to diligently lead their congregations. The program also serves to deliver the gospel to believers and those who have yet to believe. After hearing a broadcast on John 3:16, one listener shared that he had never been taught about God's saving grace. And he encourages the Tide Ministry to continue its broadcast so that others may learn about Jesus and accept salvation as he did. It's edifying to hear from listeners who are touched by the Tide programs. Pray that more believers will be uplifted and that those who are not yet Christian will be open to hearing the gospel message and beginning their own journey of salvation.
To learn more about how the Tide radio programs are helping to train pastors and share the gospel with listeners in Mozambique, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this is the message of that song, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot lose hope. There's too many of us that believe in the American way of life. We have benefited from it, and we cannot let it go. This is why so many people are coming out in record numbers. Again, in Washington, D.C., you heard me remind you, I had a conversation with Amy Kramer. We're going to talk again and get an update directly from her. But, you know, the March for Trump, for voter transparency and this fight against election fraud and demanding election integrity. We had, again, well over a million people show up in D.C., which, you know, you didn't hear about it from the establishment media. They're not about to report on it, especially when you've got, you know, well over a million people to support Donald Trump and to support election integrity showing up. And Joe Biden has a video conference, and he's lucky to get 4,000 people, Dr. Michael Busler. What does that tell you?
It really shows you what the groundswell support is for President Trump. I don't think that President Trump really lost this election, and we can discuss about all the voter fraud. But even the votes that many of the votes that Biden got were not necessarily a vote for Biden, mm-hmm. but they were a vote against Trump because the media have painted President Trump to be such an awful, wicked person that he's all the names that they call him, a racist, a bigot, a misogynist, all those names that they called him. And the fact that the media really didn't cover anything negative about Joe Biden or any of his business dealings with his kids, the media never covered that. And, you know, there was a survey that came out that said about the Democrats' awareness. And they listed seven or eight stories negative about Biden, and I think 82% of Democrats didn't hear about at least one or more of those stories. At the end, they concluded 17% of Democrats said, had they known about this, they would not have voted for Biden. Yeah,
exactly.
So the mainstream media really influenced this, and I think when Biden, if he ends up getting in and being president, when he starts putting in some policies and you start to see the economy stagnate, you start to see your taxes go up, you start to see less opportunity compared to what you had for 3 years under Trump, I think people are going to have a lot of regrets in what happened. And I hope that public sentiment is enough to kind of slow down Biden's agenda. Of course, the real critical point is what's going to happen on January 5th when the two senators from Georgia have to run. Assuming the Republicans can win at least one of those, they'll maintain control of the House. If they lose both of them, it's a 50-50 tie, then the Vice President Harris would cast the deciding vote. Then the Democrats would have both houses of Congress and the presidency in them.
Exactly.
You don't be afraid of what that could lead to.
Well, my prayer, Michael Busler, is that the American people, particularly the Republicans, do not get discouraged in all the bad news, because they've been propagandized, and they're being propagandized once again by the establishment media in running away with this this narrative that the fix was in on the election, and it's not going to get any better, so why bother to vote, because there's too many powers. You've got big tech, you've got the communist Chinese, you've got corporate America, you've got all these other outside interests whose tentacles are wrapped up, and you got to believe it. I mean, we're talking at the end of the day, what are they talking? $500 million at least and growing invested in these two Senate seats? I mean, that's how serious this thing is. I mean, Schumer himself said, look, we take Georgia, we change America.
Yeah, and that's what we're really afraid of. You remember when Barack Obama was running for president, he says he wanted to fundamentally change America. And transform America, and he started to do that. Now, fortunately, when President Trump came in, he was able to reverse a lot of that, mostly because Obama couldn't get anything passed through Congress, so he did everything by executive order. So when Trump came in, he was able, through executive order, to reverse a lot of what Obama did. But what he did very quickly was Obama put in regulations for everything. I mean, they regulated everything. It got to the point that business had a tough time expanding with all the regulations that the government had put in. So Trump was able to reverse those through executive order, and the economy began to grow. Of course, then he was able to bring tax rates down. Obama ended up with, through Obamacare, there were 21 new or increased taxes in Obamacare. And then when the Bush tax cuts passed in 2001, expired in 2011, he made the tax cuts permanent for everybody except the upper class.
Mm-hmm.
What that did was, by raising the taxes on the highest income earners, you reduce capital formation. In other words, there's less capital going into the economy. As a result of that, we have a capital-intensive economy, so less capital means less economic growth.
Less jobs. Everything's affected. Exactly. Yeah, and the thing is that people need to remember, you know, let's go back a little bit of history about how the whole tax game came into play. It was the turn of this, the 20th century, so this early 1900s or maybe latter 1800s when Congress...
1913.
Congress comes up with this brilliant idea. We need money, so we're going after all the wealthy, that top 1%, those terrible people. You know, we're going after them. Of course, the other 99 say, oh, yeah, go after those guys. So the first year they get a little bit of money out of them, and they realize, they go, man, you know, fighting with these guys to cut money, they got attorneys, I mean, they're wearing us out. Heck, forget about it. Forget about the 1%. We're going after the 99. And ever since then, it's been the 99 carrying the day. And it's interesting that Joe Biden, in a similar way, is talking about, oh, we're going to go after the 2%. You know, those people that make over $400,000 and the people that don't make $400,000. Oh, yeah, go after that 2%. So it's like, what, deja vu all over again here, Michael?
That's exactly what happened. And every time they put in the tax, which they started in 1913, they said, look, the original income tax was only 1% of income. Mm-hmm. So they said, look, you're only going to pay a little bit. So everybody should pay a little bit, particularly the upper income earners should pay a little bit. Then over time, the little bit kept going up. They kept saying, well, let's just pay a little more. Let's just pay a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, in the 1950s, the top tax bracket got up to 70%. There was one stretch in there. It was up to 90%.
Yeah.
Well,
And
it's finally, when Reagan came in and subsequent presidents, they were able to bring that tax rate down for everybody. The Trump tax cut lowered taxes for all Americans by 10%.
Mm-hmm.
That really is what helped to stimulate economic growth and lead to not only a better quantity of jobs, but better quality of jobs, where you saw wages finally starting to increase for the first time in decades, real wages, that is, started to increase. And he got the unemployment rate down to an average of 3.5%.
Yeah.
That's a historical low. The last time it was anywhere close to that was in 1941 when we had World War II,
mm-hmm.
When everybody literally was working. But peacetime, that is by far a record. Economists would say a full employment economy, they used to say, is somewhere around 5%, maybe 4.5% unemployment. Trump shattered that and went all the way down to 3.5%. And not only that, for the minorities, their unemployment rate was also at historic lows. So they didn't need government handouts. They were now earning enough income to be able to buy things on their own.
And for his reward, he doesn't get reelected. He gets cheated out of office. And, of course, the president warned us, you know, to not let the solution be greater than the harm of COVID-19. And this is what we're going through. As you report, 110,000 restaurants and growing permanently closed. I mean, you think of those dreams, the ambitions, the investment. Michael, it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Horrible, especially considering that small business is what creates the vast majority of new jobs. Small businesses are getting clobbered. Walmart's and Target, they're allowed to remain open. The small businesses remain shut, and they're in a big problem.
Well, I think the government has underestimated what essential really represents, haven't they?
Yes, they certainly have. And it's costing small business. It's going to cost the American economy going into the future. Look at New York City today.
Exactly.
I can't believe it.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Michael Bussler right here. Thank you, Michael. Merry Christmas to you.
needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump calls the long-awaited coronavirus relief bill a disgrace and demands $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Congress approved a one-time $600 payment. The president called the 5,600-page spending bill wasteful and filled with unnecessary items. The Israeli Knesset office confirmed early Wednesday that the country is heading to its fourth elections in 2 years. A deadline for parliament to pass a new budget passed at midnight, forcing the Knesset to dissolve and automatically triggering new elections on March 23rd. LaGuardia Airport Control Tower chatter reveals two people were arrested after a Delta Airlines pilot radioed the tower that passengers, along with their Great Dane puppy, had bailed out on the tarmac by opening an emergency door and going down the inflatable slide Monday. Radio traffic to the pilot said, "It looks like the individual is being arrested at this time." This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to the music of Benny Deshara. Yep, we're one-on-one with this artist talking about his latest album, 3 Days, his miraculous recovery from a serious brain injury, and his gratitude for the greatest gift ever in Jesus Christ for a healthy and growing family. Benny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I'm honored and just humbled to be with you today. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. The honor is ours. Of course, you know, everybody knows that I love Christmas music. I listen to Christmas music, 12 months out of the year. The kids make fun of me. And, Dad, it's March. What are you doing listening to Christmas music? Because it's just so uplifting and so encouraging. And, you know, what you did with this particular song is really special. And, of course, I want to be able to talk about, 3 Days and this project and how well it's been doing since it was released in, late last year.
Yes, thanks so much. The Christmas song was very exciting. That was written a lot of people don't realize it was written in 1867. So it's a very old hymn of a song, and we wanted to bring power to that. So there's power in Christmas. So hopefully that comes across.
Well, of course, and that goes along with the group Empowered that you play with. I mean, you know, that you are empowered. You're empowered by, you know, by God's power and the Holy Spirit that is in you guys.
That's true. When I founded the band, the name Empower, we actually had a banner built in our church that said Empower, and I thought, what a great name. So yeah. Basically, we are empowered by Him as musicians, mm-hmm. right? So we can yes. empower others with music, but His message, so that they can take that and then go out and empower other people. So that's where the name of the band came from, and that's our mantra.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Benny, you can't give what you don't have, right?
That is exactly correct.
Right. And so you and your life has demonstrated time and again the empowerment that God has blessed you with and how, you know, it transcended your miraculous recovery, you know, from a serious brain injury. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Yeah, I will, and thank you for that. In October of 2015, I was up late watching the news because I had a big decision to make, so I was trying to get some information, and I had fallen asleep in the living room, actually, on the sofa. Mm-hmm. So the next morning around 6:30, my alarm went off on my phone, which was in the bedroom with my wife, so as a man, you know, ruh-roh. So I recall her coming out of the door of her bedroom with my phone, right? And Bill, I've got a 20-minute gap of I can't remember anything.
Oh, wow.
And she witnessed it all, saw it. She said that she told the neurosurgeons that I did not completely lose consciousness, but I went horizontal and struck the back of my head on the wood floors in my living room. And basically, when I went into the hospital, they said I had a subarachnoid subdural and radural hemorrhage, which I'm familiar with that because I'm a former Navy medic. But for those who don't know, that's a traumatic brain injury, and I had a brain bleed inside of my brain. So we wound up going to the doctor, into the emergency room. It was ICU for 2 days, another day in hospital for observation. I've had more MRIs than I can tell you. And they released me. I was like, really, your brain needs to recover. So right. I became a 24/7 nurse. And every 3 hours, she made a schedule where meds and fluids and whatever I could do to eat. So, I mean, I lost 30-something pounds, almost 40 pounds during this process. The first month of my recovery, I don't remember anything. It was mostly sleeping. Mm-hmm. And in November, I started coming out of that. People ask me all the time, was your faith shaken? And you know, when He's healing you, mm-hmm. you just rely on the faith that you have. And don't get me wrong, there's been people with much worse injuries than I've had, right? But their history is not my history.
Yes, exactly.
And all I can do is witness and testify to what He did, that He came into my... One of the songs on the new 3-day CD is called Jeremiah 29:11. It's my favorite verse.
Yes, I love that.
It's the best promise in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I know I have plans for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And when you're a writer and you do music, you hear... You hear the Holy Spirit tell you, here's something, go with that, write this song. And not many people get this experience, but I got an audible man voice in my own room as I was recovering in November.
Right.
And basically He said, these are the words I want you to speak through this song. This is what I want you to do. And just let people know that what I did for you, I stepped in and saved your life. What I did for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can do for them.
Right.
It just reached out to me.
Well, the Bible says he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And I always say it's not so much about the mighty exploits as much as it is knowing your God. And that knowing your
Absolutely.
God is experientially. And so for you, for that period of time, where you relied only on God. Now, were there other verses that came to mind? Do you recall, Benny, any other verses during that recovery time that stuck out?
You know, there's so many, and that when we, and I hate to say this, but when we do a show, somebody say, hey, can you sign this? Always Jeremiah 29:11 under my name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I want to point them to that verse, because
right.
there's a hope and a promise for
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
The entire lyrical context of Jeremiah 29:11 was audibly spoken to me, which is, my hairs are standing up on the back of my head. That's just, unless you've experienced something like that,
Exactly.
Hard to understand, but I'm just here to say that everybody has the opportunity to experience that one-on-one relationship with him, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you've been, what you've done. He took care of it in 3 days. That's the title track from the,
right.
the record.
Exactly. Well, Benny, you know, I consulted chief executive officers across the country for many years, and one of the things that I would tell them is that, you know, you are the manifestation of the company's mission statement, and that is a constant drumbeat. And a drumbeat that you may grow weary of on occasion because you think, okay, I've said this over and over again. Certainly they get it. They understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is they don't. And this is why God gave you this. In a sense, it is a mission. I mean, you probably think, well, God, is there something fresh? You know, should I say something different? Is there another word that I should be espousing here? No, it's that very word. It's Jeremiah 29:11 that God has given you to remind people and to, again, empower people. You know, because they need to be encouraged and be pointed back to the word, especially for a time such as this when the word is so vital. You know, Benny, I got to tell you, across the country with all the stress we're dealing with COVID and, you know, the election challenges and, you know, communists, you know, Chinese coming into play, all this stuff that is coming into our country all at one time. And I'm doing a study right now of Jeremiah and I'm thinking, my God, this is America. You know, this is just as Israel was being judged for its idolatry, for turning its back on God, and how the forces, you know, God allowed the forces to come in because judgment was required. And I'm thinking, God, how do we avoid this? And, you know, and here, you know, I've read that scripture time and time again because I do it as an annual discipline, you know, read through the Bible in a year. And it's coming to me as if it's fresh bread. It's daily manna coming to us. So I want to encourage you to, you know, to have no exception, you know, or no consideration that Jeremiah 29:11, that is something that came from God. And as you said, in hearing it so powerfully in an audible voice, I mean, that's real special.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you know, Bill, with what you're talking about, with everything going on into the world right now, you know what God gave me? This is what he gave me. I always was. I am. I always will be.
Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever, didn't he?
Yeah, there's a peace in that surpasses any understanding our finite minds can have.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Benny Deshar after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's buying a home or just saving for a rainy day, setting financial goals can feel overwhelming at any stage of life. That's why Bank of America launched a new digital experience to help clients easily define and make progress toward their goals. Bank of America Life Plan helps clients prioritize short and long-term financial goals, breaks them down into attainable milestones, and adjusts as life changes. Bank of America's Eve Varner.
Life Plan tracks progress toward your goals while also helping to navigate the next step. This latest digital experience from Bank of America offers insights tailored to your unique financial needs by sharing tips, providing resources, and connecting you with financial specialists along the way.
Available in both English and Spanish, clients can access Life Plan through Bank of America's mobile and online banking platforms. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC. For more information, Visit bankofamerica.com/lifeplan.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We owe our allegiance to God, country, and you. This is the Bill Martinez Show.
Benny Nashara and Empowered from the album 3 Days, We Three Kings. It's Christmas time, and time to remember the three kings. It was not only three kings, but, you know, Benny, this is the time. I mean, the three kings really represented the leadership of the world, so to speak, at that time, coming to bow a knee and honor. And we know that there will be that time when all the nations will come together under the lordship of Jesus. And it won't be the baby Jesus this next time. It will be the adult Jesus, the grown-up Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that we will all be bowing to. And the very thing that has been, you know, agitating us in our spirits and knowing and having this sense what could possibly be, you know, the a reign of mercy and justice and peace that can only happen under the lordship of Jesus Christ, right?
It only can. And, you know, and think about this. With the song, so Mikey Howard with Love Journey Music, he's our producer, mm-hmm. did an awesome job with this song. And we wanted to bring power to We Three Kings because it's such an old hymn, you know, back in the day when it was written and everything was sung, kind of chanted, those type things. But we wanted it to have message and inspiration and power. Think about this. Three kings left their dominions of rule and power on the earth to search out a child who was the Savior, and he already held a higher dominion of rule and power than they held at the time. And God gave his son for us. And that's the eternal power of Jesus Christ, right? Let it be heard. Everybody sees John 3:16 in end zones at games. Well, maybe not this year, but they see that. And that's a popular verse. But John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one enters the kingdom but through me. And this is Jesus speaking. If you want to know the power of the Bible, read everything in red letters.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Because that's Jesus speaking, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you read everything in red letters, you got it.
Right.
So it's, but the power of that then the gifts that they gave him, right? The gold and the frankincense and the myrrh. And myrrh was used to embalm bodies,
yes,
to prepare them for burial, right? As a sign of what was to come, because he was born for this specific reason.
Exactly, exactly.
To be sacrificed for us, because he is the only way that we obtain the kingdom. And that's God's gift to us. Every Christmas, it's God's gift to us. And if we can press in past Santa Claus and malls and presents and gifts, there's no greater present anyone's going to get under a tree this year that will supersede that gift that God gave us.
Well, I'm telling, just between you and me, a little sign of levity here. I was thinking about this because they were showing Santa Claus, you know, being socially distanced and wearing a mask. If I see the baby Jesus with a mask in the nativity scene, I'm out of here. You know, I'm just saying, okay?
That's right. You're
going to
lose it.
I am. That's just going to about do me in. I will let you know up front so you can pray for me on that fact that we do not see the baby Jesus with a mask on it. So, I don't know.
As a matter of fact, I think the birth of Jesus, God is saying, listen, we all walk around through our lives with a mask on.
Yeah.
Right? Here's some. I'm important. I have a business.
Mm-hmm.
I built this. Man, that really deserves me to hear that.
Right.
No one has built anything without God stepping in and giving us that ability to do that. Right. And we all have different gifts. And for
right.
me, it's music. So from mm-hmm. stage, I can say things that maybe you don't hear in a sermon because we're not a praise and worship band. We're straight into performance and worship band. And years ago when I had air, I had a lot, and I had a secular rock band, and we toured right. the New Orleans rock circuit.
Right.
And there's nothing like, after I was saved, the whole BC life went away, right? And so
yes.
so strictly doing it for God and for Jesus, and the discussions we have when we come off stage now, it's almost more fun than performing, and that's
right.
saying something. But just to be able to talk to people and pray with people and be real to them. I mean, as a Christian, regardless of what we're doing, I think people should see us and say, I want what he's got. There's something different about this Will Martinez guy.
Right, exactly.
Like, well, what does he have that I don't have? And mm-hmm. and just opens up a conversation. And we just need to let people know that what he did for us, God yeah. can do for them.
Well, Benny, and you, like me, and those of us who get it, in a sense, are like the blind men. We know what it was like to be blind, but suddenly we can see, and the testimony speaks unto itself. I mean, look at, you know, you spent 4 years, you mentioned, you were a hospital corpsman in the U.S. Navy. You had the successful regional secular rock band. You start a family. You go through a divorce. You come to God, you come to Jesus, and your life changes. In 98, you find and marry Donna, and now your family includes 4 grown children, 9 grandchildren. I have 9 grandchildren, man. We here it is. It's a good number here, 9. And so here, you've been so blessed. You've lived life. You live life, as you say, BC, before Christ. You're able to experience life after, you know, coming to Christ, and you know from whence you speak, and that empowers you and empowers you to empower others.
That's correct. And I tell you, and so in 98, when I married Donna, and she's my rock, because I'm an artist guy, right? So I'm always up in the clouds.
Right.
And she's got that tether, and she's like, hey, come on down here. So I'm like, I get that. And but she's the solid wife. She's the solid mom. We blended 4 teenagers in high school. There's probably a book one day about that. But I look back on all of it, and you know, because after the divorce, which was strange, and again, everyone goes through life-changing things.
Mm.
And when I went through my divorce, I knew Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus.
Mm.
So let me say it this way. I knew about Jesus.
Yeah.
And I could tell you about him, but I didn't have that personal one-on-one relationship with him.
Right.
Right? And that's the difference in knowing him than just kind of knowing him. So I, after that, I prayed. I'm like, Lord, if you want me to be married again, just send me the one, because I'm not looking. Because obviously, I'm horrible at it.
Right.
And I say that for this, when we let go finally, right? You always see that saying, let go, let God.
Yes.
And it's a nice bumper sticker, right? Or it's a nice little bracelet. But if you apply it to your life, it is incredible what he will do for you.
Mm-hmm.
If we let it go to him and just press in to God and just say, here's my life where it's at. I've gone through some sin. I've done some really raunchy things in life because all of us have.
Yes.
Just heal me, cleanse me, use me. And that's the biggest part. You know, you can't talk the talk as a Christian and not walk the walk as a Christian. And it sounds a little biased, but that's kind of what God's put on me in my life. So
Well, it's true, Benny, though, because the thing is, you don't know what you don't know. And until you do know, then you know what we're talking about. And this is the opportunity. I mean, the hardest thing, I think, and you touched on it, for most people to accept, they feel, Bill, God could never accept me. You don't know what I did. Well, you know what? It's common to all men. You haven't done anything that none of us haven't done. Yes, maybe in very various phases or whatever, but we've all sinned. It's not like one is greater than the other. We've all fallen short of God's glory. And guess what? You know what? The God we serve, he's got enough love and he has enough mercy that he's already paid the price for you. And that's really the decision. I mean, don't be so arrogant to think that you can self-judge and think that your sin is greater than his love. It's not. I mean, when you consider that he sent his son to pay the ultimate price for us, I mean, wow. I mean, Benny, I don't know. That just overwhelms me because you have children. I mean, would you send your son for a bunch of knuckleheads? I mean, people that are burning down streets and destroying jobs and doing it. Would you send your son to save those kind of knuckleheads? But our God did.
That's right. He literally gave up his son in human form to be us. So he experienced everything that we experience, right? He experienced pain, and he cried, and he got angry. He cleared a temple. That was righteous anger.
Right.
He cleared a temple, but he went through all of the emotions as a human that we do, and he made his own life. He was the Word walking on the earth. And the Bible even speaks about that, right? He's the Word among us. So when you do, though, it's overwhelming. And God has more than enough grace and mercy to handle anything that anyone's done. He's the creator of the universe.
Exactly. Well, the songs on 3 days, this album project, the CD project, reflect the redemptive journey that you went through. And the title track points us to the miracle of the resurrection, speaking of which, while the song Rock Bottom alludes to God's unconditional grace, which I think is a perfect way to wrap up this conversation. Benny, where can people go to, make sure that they get a hold of your music and stay in touch?
Yeah, our music is on every digital streaming platform, Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, Apple Music. It's everywhere. Our website, if people are interested, is rockin, R-O-C-K-I-N, the number 4, Jesus.com. And you can kind of keep up with us with that. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Empowered Rock.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated.